Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. Kind of sad, actually. That's still the football hangover of Rodgers going down.
Oh, yeah.
Surgery last night.
A lot of hand churning there.
Yeah.
And it's fantasy, pondering.
Pondering, yeah. A lot of pondering. Hey, we start off Showbiz News every morning with births, deaths, wedding announcements, all that stuff. So, Billy Joel's going to be a dad again. Birth news.
For the second time with his current wife, they broke the news this week. She's due in November, so she's very pregnant. That came about. He was doing an interview with the newspaper in Dublin because he's playing there next spring. And he'll be... he just let people know that she's pregnant. He's looking forward to it. He's enjoying their current child, who's 2 years old.
All right, so there's the upside, the birth news. Then you got the, we'll start in the death news. Gord Downie of Tragically Hip.
Yeah, I mean, this one was not a surprise just because, last year he let everybody know that he was suffering with brain cancer. And that he would be, then they did one final tour with the Tragically Hip, and so, he passed away on Wednesday. And, that is sad. I mean, he really was a special artist, kind of in that Leonard Cohen mold, another Canadian, but a guy who was as much poet as he was musician and a good singer, led a good band, and did a lot of good works, remarkably free of controversy. Over the course of his life and career, so that is a sad one.
Tom Petty's funeral was this week. That seems like it's been really low key. Was that on purpose?
It was very low key, and yes, it was on purpose. He wasn't buried, but the memorial service was held Monday at a kind of yoga and meditation center in the Pacific Palisades, which is near Santa Monica, and it was very, like I say, very low key. Family and friends. One of his daughters. I shared a few photos on Instagram, a photo of Tom with, standing by, or the photo was on an easel near a floral arrangement, and then a photo of her near another photo of Tom, of her dad. And it was, again, by all reports, just family and friends, Heartbreakers members. A couple of the Heartbreakers, broke their silence, kind of. It's hard to tell whether they actually spoke to or made statements to Rolling Stone, but a couple of things were published about, how much fun they were having on the road this past summer and, how they felt Tom and the band were in fine form and how sad they are that they're not going to be able to play those songs with him singing anymore. The other news that surfaced about Petty this week, which I think we spoke about because Peter Wolfe had told me, but, his manager, Tom Petty's manager, confirmed that he actually did have a hairline fracture on his hip that was making everything very painful and that he planned to have repaired after the tour ended.
Do we have a cause of death yet on Tom Petty?
Not yet. The coroner deferred judgment. I guess they're waiting for more tests. I don't think anybody's thinking. In fact, they specifically said foul play is not, being considered. They just want to do a little more toxicology, I think, to figure out why this, because it was clear he was, it was clear a cardiac arrest is what killed him. But I think the question is, what caused the cardiac arrest? And yes, that brings drugs into question, although they're not saying that explicitly. So, we're kind of waiting on that. A death certificate was issued, but it's not, the cause of death is empty right now.
Because the Heartbreakers are a band, and they're a good band, just kind of get the feeling like they may get somebody like Eddie Vedder and go out on tour once, like a Tom Petty thing.
A tribute tour. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I do, but maybe a show, maybe a tribute concert, a fundraiser of some sort, but no, I don't see them working together again. While they were a band, they were Tom Petty's band.
Any of his hits been remade by anybody?
Tom Petty's hits?
I really can't.
There's a few different versions of them around. Nobody's had a In fact, there were quite a few versions of Wildflowers released this year. Chris Hillman did one. The Waylon Jennings did one out of Canada. There were a few of those this year, and I think you're going to hear a lot more of them. You know, people are playing in lots of tribute concerts. I heard last night Imagine Dragons were here, and they did I Won't Back Down during their acoustic set. So, you're going
to
get a lot
kind of
that.
Be a go-to to do a tribute for him.
I suspect there will be a tribute concert of some sort.
Well, at Summerfest quite a few years ago now, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were playing there, and Eddie Vedder showed up and did The Waiting.
Right.
And he nailed it. I mean,
other musicians, it's not just people who really love Tom Petty's music. Other musicians really, really liked the guy and liked his music. So he was in some ways an even bigger icon than I think we all realized, but because he didn't take long hiatuses he had some drama, but not, he wasn't at that Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Beyonce type of level, so his drama could float under the radar and the emphasis could remain on his music.
His drama was, what was his drama? He broke his hand.
He broke his hand. He got angry once during sessions and broke his hand. He did battle against the record companies over record pricing.
Twice.
Contractual things twice, right?
Twice.
Before Damn the Torpedoes.
Right.
And before the album after that.
Which is a great story because he said he sat in that room with the record people and said, I'll sell peanuts before give you the rights to my music.
Yeah, no, he stuck to his guns, which is great. And he did have, it's been acknowledged he had a heroin habit, but got through that, did have the breakup of his first marriage, which was obviously traumatic. But like I say, he existed at that kind of level. And a lot of his drama happened before there was TMZ and before there was social media and everything else to really blow it into something of another proportion.
So we'll get the toxicology report somewhere down the road. 40 years ago.
Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the plane crash 40 years ago today.
Today.
Flying from South Carolina to Louisiana, plane ran short of fuel. They crash landed in a forest area in Mississippi. Killed three members of the band, including Ronnie Van Zant, the singer, as well as an assistant tour manager and both pilots. Seriously injured just about everybody else on board and broke up the Lynyrd Skynyrd for 10 years. It's 30 years this year that they regrouped with Johnny Van Zant, Ronnie's younger brother, singing, and they've continued ever since. But this is certainly one of the rock and roll tragedies we remember, and remember very well.
How did they get those guys out of the forest? I mean, you can't just drive there in an ambulance. And
a couple of the guys who were able to, extricate themselves and walk wounded, basically went to the road. I think, as I recall, somebody picked them up and took them to a place where they could call and report the emergency, and then they got emergency vehicles out. Took a minute to find it because the guys were obviously in shock and couldn't tell you we're at this longitude and latitude. But that's what happened. It's interesting, Artemis Powell, the drummer, who was one of the guys who went to get help, made a movie about it recently that has been, now can't come out because apparently when they did regroup in 1987, they all signed an agreement that Nobody could be associated with any project related to the band or specifically to the crash without the permission of the other living members. And Artemis Powell never got that.
So if it's only living members, does that mean the last guy standing that was in that plane crash gets to sell that story?
Well, no, because they have the estates. Okay. That goes to the estates as well. So yeah, that's why you haven't seen a lot like that, and you haven't really seen anybody from the band cash in, on being part of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right, enough about the deceased. Let's talk about the injured. Ed Sheeran gets in a bike.
Goes bike and has a successful tour in North America. Arguably the biggest pop star in the world right now, goes biking, gets sideswiped in London, shouldn't be laughing in London, and hurts both arms. One arm's in a cast, the other's in a sling. He social media to a picture and a message that, obviously I'm not typing this, look at me. And so he had to cancel a tour of Asia, and he'll be recuperating. He is supposed to do some dates back here in North America in December, and everybody's waiting to hear whether those will also be canceled or not. depends on the extent of his injury.
Yeah, this is getting to be more standard issue as far as ill or banged up. ZZ Top had to cancel the rest of their tour.
Well, it's funny, you know, with ZZ Top, I mean, it is time to hermetically seal Dusty Hill anytime he's not on stage. He's the bassist, and this is the third time, you know, something has happened to him. This is related to they call it in the release, literally say a tummy ailment. That tells us a lot.
Well, he was shot in the stomach, 30-some years
like
ago,
that,
right?
Yeah. So who knows if it's related to that or if it's something else, but because of whatever's going on in Dusty Hill's stomach, ZZ Top has canceled the rest of its tonnage tour dates for 2017 for this year. They promised they will be back on the road next year and did say they're planning to celebrate their 50th anniversary as a band in 2019. But, you know, in 2016, Dusty Hill fell on the tour bus and, injured himself, and they had to cancel a bunch of dates. And then in 2014, he had another injury that forced them to cancel some dates. So,
creepily reminds me of...
Pack him in a road case with the guitars.
This sort of reminds me of Glenn Frey, actually.
Not feeling well?
Not feeling well, not all that great, but, you know, you didn't think he'd be gone.
Right. Well, they didn't let on. You know, in Glenn Frey's case, they knew how serious it was. They just didn't let on.
Mm.
But, you know, and they also didn't tell people. In Glenn Frey's case, there was also arthritis involved as well as the colitis. In Dusty Hill's case, they're not telling us much of anything. Tummy ailment does not, you know, but it certainly raises plenty of questions.
I don't need to tell you this because you're a sports guy. Cubs lost last night, so that series is over.
Yeah, so Eddie Vedder's crying in his beer. the guys from Fallout Boy, Disturbed, Chevelle. You know, there's a lot of Chicago partisan sticks. These guys are, you know, they turn up for the games. They make their support for the Cubs known very publicly. So you can bet there's a lot of unhappiness in Cub Nation right now. On the other hand, Dodgers Nation, there's plenty of music folks out in L.A. who are scrambling for their World Series right now.
You'll see a lot of front row faces.
I think you
faces.
Will see, and Lord help us if the Yankees get in. It's a Major League Baseball wet dream, but you know, we're going to be,
Dodgers,
seeing celebrities
New York,
left,
L.A.
left and right, New York, L.A.
Yeah.
So go Astros.
Well, the good news is here, you said Fallout Boy. The good news is they got a tour to get started. Where?
Yeah, they start tonight in Cleveland.
So they don't have time to be sitting around.
They get to drown their sorrows in the adulation of the masses, as it were. But this is an interesting tour for them. It's called the Mania Tour, and it's named after their new album called Mania, which they decided to delay until January. So they're going out on the road now to promote an album that doesn't exist. But they have released three songs, and they will. The album is done. They've finished recording it, and it'll be out in January. And they're promising the biggest show they've ever done.
All right. And finally, before we let you go, what do you want to talk about?
A report out of New York now that Springsteen on Broadway is going to be extended from its February 3rd. That's the closing date now, possibly into June. It of course is doing big business. It did something like 2.3 million in sales for its first week alone.
Has it opened up for real yet? Or
yeah,
are they still
in
the
for real? I always love how on Broadway, it's in previews.
The freaking
show's going. It's on stage. You know, it's open. Don't give me this open.
Yeah, it was a practice show, right?
So it's officially opened, and it's officially opened. It set a new record, $497 average ticket price, which broke Hamilton's record.
Oh,
by
wow.
A long shot, by like $250.
Wow.
So, there's every reason to extend it into June and perhaps beyond.
How many nights is Chris Christie going?
I haven't heard of a sighting yet. There was a social media photo of Billy Joel at a recent show. And, of course, last week was the star-studded, real opening night with Tom Hanks.
The real opening night.
All the
right.
other people. That stuff drives me crazy.
As well it should. All right, Gary.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gary Graff, our music guy, every Friday morning.